Croeso I Amplify. Welcome to Amplify, stories about youth music in Wales. Straeon am gerddoriaeth ieuenctid yng Nghymru. Each month, we'll be asking a question about music and young people in Wales, inviting guests from the music sector in to discuss their work and hearing thoughts from the members of the Wales Music Youth Forum. This month, we're asking, why is it important for young people to have a say in music in Wales? Iffy talks to Alina and Bruna about their work as producers with National Youth Arts Wales.
And I'll start then. So my name is Alina. I work with National Youth Art Wales as the Music Futures Trainee Producer. So I started back in June and I've been working there since, basically helping facilitate the programme. And outside of work, I make music as well. So I like to be surrounded up with music all the time, basically.
Hello, I'm Bruna. I also work at National Youth Arts Wales. I am the Core Skills Trainee Producer. At the moment, I mainly work on Core Skills, which is like a choral development programme. We also have a few other projects in the pipeline that we're working on, that we're still developing them. But yeah, so I started in October. So kind of new, but settling in now. But yeah, all outside of work, I do also like to write music. And yeah, just have fun with my family, really.
Fantastic. Thank you guys for joining us on the podcast today. It's great to see other young musicians making business, making it work in their field. So big up to you guys. So first question is for either of you to answer first. Why is it important for young people, young musicians, to have a say in music?
Well, I'd say it's important for young people to be involved in the programmes that are for them. So, for example, with stuff that we do here and obviously other organisations, it's really important to have that youth voice in the process of making the programmes. Obviously, it's for the young people. So having what they would want to see, having their like goals and aspirations placed in those programmes obviously makes it more helpful to them. If they didn't have that youth voice, then you wouldn't know exactly, and you wouldn't be able to target exactly what they want. So yeah, I think having that voice is definitely very important.
Yeah, I agree with Bruna. And I think also thinking about the creative industries and music in terms of a sector, it's really hard to be young and getting into this sector compared to more traditional jobs. So I think, yeah, having that youth input in it is really important, because otherwise, and especially as the music industry develops and digitally as well, I think it's really too good to have that input from young people, where they find the struggles to get into the music industry, like what ways is best for the music industry to and the creative industries to approach them to.
Yeah,
totally, guys. I totally agree with that. Like, young people, they're the future. These people are key in music, and like their talents are the future of the industry. Tell us a bit more about your work in National Youth Arts Wales. You already did a bit of an introduction, but for more, if people want to find out.
So Music Futures is a creative development program for young musicians from the age of 16 to 18. So it's been running since, if I'm correct, for about three years. It's basically for young musicians to develop their practical musician skills at the same time as it's supposed to be like an immersive experience. So they're supposed to get the experience of how to be musician in all, what's it called?
All areas? So, like,
in all areas, basically, yeah. So in terms of songwriting, promoting themselves, performing live. And I think a lot of young people that are under age 18 don't usually get the opportunity to perform live, because there's a certain gigs and there's certain festivals that you have to be over 18 generally to perform. So I think it's a really great opportunity if you want that kind of insight, even when you are a bit younger, of how it is to be potentially working as a musician in the future.
Like you said, it's a really important point to take these opportunities now because like when you're young, it's really just the traditional route. And if you don't get into music, you know, it's hard to find out how to progress, how to develop. So these companies are here for you guys to, you know, get a grasp on, get involved and develop yourself musically from an early start, so you can get that jump start and really go ahead in your career. So I would definitely accept the opportunity to work with Music Futures. It's great. So thank you for providing that. And Bruna, a bit about you.
Yeah, so the project that I'm currently working on is called Core Skills. It's actually it's like a choral development program. So it focuses on vocal technique and vocal exercises. It's basically a way of building up young people's confidence in singing. A lot of people that are in school or maybe in like different youth groups maybe don't have access to having that one-to-one session with a vocal trainer or a singing teacher. So it kind of just helps to build their confidence up and their knowledge of vocal technique. It is also a way that we've tried to kind of diversify the audience for people who would be involved in like the National Youth Arts Choir. I think a lot of the time people have this perception that it is only for a certain group. So I think what's really important to us is being able to reach everyone and being able to kind of connect with people who wouldn't usually think it's for them. So yeah, that's another part that I love about Core Skills, really, is being able to go into those schools and find those talented young people who maybe wouldn't think, oh, National Youth Arts Choir is for me. So yeah, I think it's a really exciting project. I'm really excited to get into the schools and have those workshops. It's also something like fun and interactive. It's not like what you would think, like a boring like singing lesson. You know, we want to be able to connect with young people. So we want to use current songs. We want to use current techniques to be able to engage them.
Wow, fantastic. That's really great to hear about Core Skills as well and Music Futures. That's such an important point because many musicians or artists, they feel like, oh, if I don't go down this way, I'm not going to be able to access this. And how am I going to progress in the music? But this that you said is for everyone. Wow, that's insane. Like, that's it. You know, everyone should jump on this opportunity. Guys, what difference has being a part of this organization made to your lives? Why is it important to be some, you know, part of important organizations like these?
Go first, or should I go?
You can go first, Bruna.
Yeah. One really interesting part about our roles actually as training producers is that we also get a mentor. So this could be a person. Like for me and Alina, for example, like we're into music and writing music and singing. So our mentors are in those areas as well. And one really interesting part about our roles is that we have that mentor and we get to speak to them and they get to give us advice and opportunities that maybe we wouldn't have before. So yeah, I think that's a big part as well of being a part of this organization, is having that support. A lot of the time when you come into an organization, especially for me, coming into a work environment where I'm not used to it. I was used to, you know, you're like working in retail, like not really like an office-based job or where you would have so much responsibility. But yeah, everyone's really supportive and everyone's always there to help with anything that you need. So yeah, I think being a part of National Youth Arts Wales specifically is really important because it allows me to kind of be a voice for youth and Alina as well, like all of our trainee producers, be a voice for the youth. And like I said, we also get that support back. We also get opportunities given to us that maybe we wouldn't have before.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, really clarifies why it's important. What do you think, Alina?
Well, Bruna covered most of it, but I'll second what she said about, you know, we're a few trainee producers now. Or quite young people that we've recently employed, and it's nice to have that kind of environment where you're encouraged to learn and not come into. I'm from the same background. I've been in retail hospitality, so coming into an environment where you think you might have to be expected to know things, you don't. they really focus on our development. So if there are, for example, any courses that we would like to do, for example, if we want to learn Welsh, this is something that could help us with or fund as well. So it's really for your personal development and becoming a creative facilitator.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You know, some people ask, oh, when they see the title of National Arts Wales, oh, it's a bit daunting. You know, it's quite a head organisation. Wow. How do I get into something like that? What would you say to those maybe wanting to join or just feel a bit nervous or don't know what to do with that path?
I believe it depends on the project. So sometimes, depends for Music Futures, for example, we are currently recruiting through schools and community groups. So you could always talk to your head of music or your favorite teacher about wanting to be part of this program. And then there's some ensembles that we have open auditions to. But I do understand the feeling of the name. People should really still apply because we really want to, one of our main focuses this year for, I think both mine and Bruna's programs is that we want young people, creative people that haven't traditionally been schooled in music. Maybe you're the kind of person who really likes music and you never told your teachers. These are the kind of people we want to reach out to because I feel like you have an immense talent and because you don't have a traditional education or because no one has encouraged you shouldn't make you not want to apply to these kind of things. You should definitely do it more because I feel like we want untapped talent in our programs.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Mm. I would also say as well, in obviously with National Youth Arts Wales, there's different parts. So we have the music bits, we have the choirs, the orchestras, we also have theatre and dance. Recently, we've been on a few auditions, actually, just helping out with auditions, and we've been able to see what it's like. And a lot of them can be a little bit, well, especially with like theatre and dance, it's a bit more workshop-based. But just being in those auditions and seeing how it works, it kind of does ease you a little bit. Because looking at National Youth Arts Wales, you think, oh my God, that's like scary. It's a big name. You might feel really nervous and feel like maybe you don't belong there. So you don't want to audition. But I think, it's like Alina said, we're trying really hard as an organisation to reach different people. We don't want it to be like the stereotypical of what people think choirs should be and orchestras should be. So I think, yeah, anyone who's young and is interested in any type of music or dance or theatre, should definitely go for it because, you know, unless you try, you're not going to know what it's like. But yeah, everyone's really friendly. And I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of people that they end up missing because of that fear or because of the preconceived notions of what they think that organisation is. So yeah, I think it's important to reach everyone, basically.
Yeah, and I think both you and I, we have been sitting in on auditions, for example. Mm-hmm. So last, I was sitting in on an audition in Newport for the dance. And it was honestly so fun. I was just sitting in, but the workshops were fun. Like I wouldn't expect an audition to be like that because I haven't done a lot of dance auditions. But when I was there, I was like, I want to join this. It's really fun.
Yeah, they're very interactive.
Yeah. I meant theatre.
Yeah, theatre.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Yeah, that's really different because things are changing, aren't they? You know, before, like in auditions for like conservatoires or something, it was quite regimented, quite scary, right? But it's so good to see that things are opening up, things are changing, things are being more accessible. Yeah. You know, that's really important. We're going to do little fun like games to finish off our podcast. Just one little tip that you would say to any creative wanting to apply. If you had to give one thing, what would you say? Advice.
Oh, this is really hard, isn't it?
I would probably say Something that I personally think I need to do more of, that's the tip I'm going to give, is, you know, take every opportunity as it comes. Like, if you see somebody who you think, you know, might be able to give you that opportunity in, like, an event or something, or, like, if you see their email, don't don't be scared to reach out to them. Don't be scared to go and talk to them, because you never know like what opportunities they might be able to give you, what programs they're working on that you could, you know, maybe join. So yeah, I would say network and try and ask questions to anyone who you think might be able to help you really.
Thank you.
No, I think that is so important. And also my tip would be quite similar, but it's even networking with your people your own age and getting people in your own community and circles to go for the same opportunities as you, because things can be really daunting. But then if you have a friend that you go to auditions with, you both apply together, or you both want to go talk to it together, it will only open the industry up more, because there's more people coming in, but you have that support. And then because you brought someone in, they were probably going to bring you in later. So it's all about building friendship as well in that terms.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you for that golden tip, guys. Alina, any final thoughts?
Oh, that, you know, that's a very, really important question, but a very hard question.
Yeah, it is.
But I also think sometimes people, because I know how that is. Like, I had so much, when I finished uni, I had so much pressure on getting, you know, my dream job or my breakthrough and everything. And sometimes things come to you when they're supposed to come to you as well. So you have to have a little bit of trust in what's it called? Trust the process.
Trust basically. The process.
Basically, but trust yourself. Because, yeah, I think, as I 100% agree with Bruna, because you should, if you can, you should try to take every opportunity of getting where you want to be. But also don't be too hard on yourself, and do trust the process, because things will fall into place.
Definitely. Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you, guys. Well, we got some serious amazing points from these employees at National Youth Arts Wales. Guys, check them out. It's essential for your development. I would highly suggest contacting Alina Lee and Bruna Garcia.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, by the way, guys, what instruments do you play, as a little get to know as well?
I sing and I play guitar. But I really want to learn piano, which is perfect because now I know you.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, so,
are you a singer? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mainly singing. I can play, I wouldn't say I completely play piano, but I can put a few chords together, right?
Amazing, now. We should do something. We should all collaborate.
That'd be amazing.
We asked members of our 2021 Youth Forum why they got involved with Anthem and what they enjoyed about taking part.
So I'm Alexandra Jones. So I work for Beacons Cymru and Forte Project.
My name is Josh, aka Blankface. I'm a recording artist based in Cardiff, and I'm part of the Anthem Youth Forum.
Hi, I'm Anna Arietta. I'm 22 years old, and I am a youth worker. I am a project manager. I normally project manage music projects. At the moment, I'm a project manager. At the moment, I'm a community project manager for It's My Shout.
What has been your favourite thing about getting involved in the Youth Forum?
Probably just meeting new people outside of the networks that I already have. It's opened my eyes to a whole new like branch of people who are also maybe not as into the same things that I am. Like obviously there's some classical players and stuff involved, so I've been able to hear their perspective of the music industry, which I think has just been really like educational and good for my own perspective.
Well, I joined the Anthem Youth Forum because I wanted to be more involved in the Welsh creative industry, and it was a great way to be able to give back in terms of problems that, you know, young artists faced, which is creating a career out of their creative, intellectual property or whatnot. And Anthem was kind of like the gateway to solving that problem. And very, very much as I joined, I began to fall in love with Anthem.
I joined the Youth Forum because I'm a musician, and because I think Anthem are doing really great things for young musicians in Wales at the moment, and I really wanted to be part of that conversation, and I really wanted to share my views but also meet more people who were kind of on my wavelength and, you know, shared different perspectives of music in Wales and had different ideas of what it could be and what they wanted it to be, and I wanted to learn from them and also share with them.
Has there been anything unexpected that surprised you about getting involved in the Youth Forum?
I think this was probably, because I've only ever really been involved in one other youth kind of forum when we created Summit for Beacons, but I think what surprised me was the different organisations that came together for this one, because I remember it was T-Cares, Horizons, Beacons and Anthem, and I think it surprised me how we could all work so well together despite being from such different organisations, and we all actually have the same goal in mind. So I think that was surprising when we realised that we're all kind of working towards the same sort of thing.
Yes, I did not think I would be performing at a fundraiser. that honestly swung me. So Awesome, yeah, they reached out to me one day and they're like, oh yeah, do you want to perform at this fundraiser? You could be a table host. And I was like, whoa. You know, I was a bit shook. I said, all right, let's go. And also the people I met. So I've never been in an environment where I meet so many creatives that are very similar to me in terms of their activities and their interest, you know, as an artist, even artisting, which is just lovely. And also I met some really high profile people. I remember one time in one of the meetings we had Abba's old account manager. Yeah, that was like so cool. You know, like my biggest flex right now is that, yeah, I met Abba's account manager. He was David Bowie's as well. It's pretty chill.
I think my favourite thing overall has just been meeting all of these incredible kind of young people that are musicians or, you know, working in the music industry. And stuff like that, and meeting all the people that work at Anthem, and also, yeah, just being part of a really creative, fun network of people who really want the best for music and young people in Wales, like really want to push forward the agenda that music is really, really important for young people's creativity, for young people's well-being, for all of these things, and people who are passionate about not just themselves and their own agenda of I want to create music, but also other people and future generations of people who want to create music.
Iffy talks to musician Yasmin about her work as a young consultant with Beacons Cymru.
Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast today. I am Iffy Wobey, I am part of Anthem as a board member and I'm a musician as well. I'm your host for Amplify, and joining us today is a very special guest, Yasmin, a consultant as part of Beacons Cymru. And now Yasmin will say a few words about herself to introduce herself to you.
Hello. Yes, as previously mentioned, I am Yasmin Davis. I work with Beacons Cymru, helping kind of shape what the Welsh music industry is looking like for young people at the moment. Outside of that, I'm an active musician with my own projects. I'm working on lots of different things all the time. And then I teach singing as well. I've just finished a master's in music, songwriting and production. So yeah, lots of things going on, as you kind of have to be these days with being a musician. But yeah, I'm really excited to talk to you about what Beacons do.
Thank you, Yasmin. Oh, it's great to meet you and hear about what you're doing. Our theme for Amplify's podcast this month is, why is it important for young people to have a say in music in Wales? So thank you for joining us, Yasmin. It's lovely to speak to you and, oh, great to have you on screen. You are a young consultant as part of Beacons Cymru. Why does this organisation focus on the voices of musicians like yourself?
Well, you know, I think it's not necessarily just musicians. I think there's lots of people in the young consultant team that are, you know, coming from like marketing backgrounds, or maybe they're producers. They're more like, we've had somebody on the team that works in radio. So it's really just a kind of broad spectrum of what the music industry kind of offers and what different roles you can go for. So we're kind of trying to support all voices, not just those like myself who are, you know, out there on stages every weekend. But I think it's really important to include young voices in shaping the industry and making events for young people, because, you know, especially in Wales, we are, you know, an under kind of funded, we're a sidecar to England sometimes. And, you know, we don't get a lot of opportunities to get outside of Wales or even kind of connect with one another from north, south to west. So, yeah, kind of uniting those voices. Like, I've met people from all across Wales working with Beacons, opportunities that I wouldn't necessarily have if I wasn't doing these kinds of things. And I think with young voices being included and kind of prioritized, that means that we're getting the most up-to-date information, because who knows the kind of culture than youth, basically. So, you know, we're all out there trying to meeting each other through university and education, meeting each other out on the scene and networking. So who better to kind of build the future than the people who are kind of going to live in it, you know?
Yeah, that's such a good answer. Wow. It's great that it's not just for just musicians, like you say, it's for everyone in the sector, for radio presenters, for producers, for pluggers. It's just great to kind of develop yourself and get to know other areas in the industry and just meet other people and grow yourself, grow your journey.
Yeah, I think... That's the point, is upskilling everyone in all the different areas of the industry. I think so many people think like, oh, when you say like, I work in the music industry, I want to work in the music industry. You know, there's plenty of people in the industry who don't actually play an instrument and want to be on the business side of it, because music is a business, but it gets treated like this kind of creative wanderlust that we all just wander or stumble into. But there's lots of kind of business marketing, you know, strategies, like you said, pluggers and radio. There's so many different elements of media that go along with just, you know, music, not just touring musicians who want to make it, you know?
Okay. So as well as a musician, what do you do anything like other parts of the sector, you know, like producing and what has been your favorite part, actually, just to get to know you a bit better?
Okay. Like I said, I do have a band, Yasmin and Euphoria, that I write with, and we kind of go gigging around Cardiff and lots of different areas in Wales and the UK. And then I have, you know, solo projects of myself. Like I said, I just finished a master's doing songwriting and production, so I am doing producing as well. And I guess alongside that, I do manage my band. So, you know, it's a lot of different roles in one. And then I've got singing teaching on the side of that. So I actually teach privately. And then on the next side of that, then it's working with Beacons, kind of doing research and development. That's kind of what my role is as well, aside from doing the young consultants role, which is kind of geared towards our summit festival and conference that will happen later in the year. But I also am working on something for Beacons, which is hopefully going to help women in the Welsh music industry kind of find a platform and support them, because we know we're terribly underrepresented in the industry across the board. So just trying to kind of tackle that gender imbalance within Beacons and beyond.
That's fantastic. Oh my gosh, so much. And it seems like you've learned so much of being part of Beacons and doing the development for yourself. That's great, you know. Yeah.
You know, with Beacons, with places, like you've got Beacons and you've got the Forte Project, and, you know, we've got a couple of things, you know, through the BBC, luckily, that are focused in Wales as well. But I think, like, it's just about creating safe spaces where people can be themselves and learn and kind of figure out what pathway they want to take through music. I think that's the biggest thing for Beacons, is that we're providing people with opportunities to figure out what sector they want to go into and how many different roles and options there are available to you. Not just, you know, like I've said, so many people tend to be so focused on musicians and performing, but there's so much more to it. And I guess, like, with the way that Beacons have set things up, it's creating, like, we've got the Honey Sessions as well, which are all focused on MOBO artists. So Beacons is really just trying to figure out, like, what they can do for music in Wales to kind of help those marginalised communities and genders kind of raise themselves up and give them the support and the platforms that we need to kind of keep striving and make a difference.
Fantastic. Oh my God. And I'm going to go to what difference has being part of Beacons like made to your life?
Oof, well, that's a big one. I guess like I've been very lucky to be given lots of opportunities, but I have worked really hard for them all, you know. I think with Beacons, the nicest thing is that I'm kind of, there's a lot of trust for me to, you know, do something like I've come out of a master's and an undergrad and university, and I've got a role in the industry straight off the bat. And I think like that is a worry for all of us coming out of education, higher education especially, that you leave your education and then you go, okay, well, I could just as easily work in a bar or work in something else that is completely nothing to do with the field that I've studied, which is obviously what I want to do. And I think coming out of university, and I only just finished my master's, so I've been working alongside Beacon and finishing my master's, and knowing that I have a little bit of security of something that's pulling me into the industry and raising me up and allowing me to meet, like, you know, managers, and I'm meeting people from all different backgrounds. I'm doing podcasts like this and meeting you guys at Anthem, like all these different things that are going to give me further opportunities down the line and create like a social network for me to kind of exist within, and people know who I am and I know who people are. So, because so much of kind of creating a career for yourself is literally just knowing people and knowing who's in the industry and who to contact for this and who to reach out to. So I would definitely say that the network that Beacons have given me is really amazing, as well as then the experience. Like I can pretty much go on from this. I mean, I didn't think of myself as someone that would do like a research and development project for something like an organization like Beacons, you know, and especially with all, you know, the Welsh language focus that they have in it, which is really close to my heart as well. I'm from the Valleys and I didn't get a great Welsh language education because I didn't go to a Welsh speaking school. And at the time, you know, you learn Welsh and you kind of go, yeah, it's all right. No. But then you grow up and you go, actually, this is part of my culture. I really like to, you know, contribute to it and be able to maybe exist within it. And I think that Beacons is doing some great work with kind of empowering young people to get involved in Welsh language and giving that option of, you know, kind of bilingual people in within Wales to kind of bridge that gap a little bit more and re-educate ourselves and take back our culture and our language a bit.
Oh my gosh, that's absolutely fantastic, the work that Beacons are doing, and, you know, to empower yourselves to develop your journey to get to where you want to be, sustainable music career. That was the dream. You know, that's the dream for everyone, Yasmin.
Absolutely.
You know that just to be at that level where you're just living your dream, doing your music, doing what you want to do, and learnt as well.
You know, I'm really lucky that I also get to work with young people, like, you know, people my age. It's about representation and seeing yourself in roles, I think, because a lot of us, you know, growing up in Wales especially, you know, don't necessarily have role models or a lot of Welsh people on TV other than, you know, when you do, you know, watch like, I don't know, S4C or something like that, you know. But I think there's not a lot of Welsh people in just media generally. So when you're like looking for roles and trying to see yourself of where you could possibly fit, you know, it's nice to join an organization like Beacons and be like, oh, there's like, everybody's like me, you know, there's, you know, we got a couple of, you know, managers and stuff like that, but then the rest of us are all, you know, 25 and under. So it's like, oh, this is like this equal footing that everybody's kind of on the same level of just wanting to create something that's going to be useful and a resource that's going to be helpful to everybody.
Oh my gosh, I've learned so much like from hearing you speak. Wow. It's very important. And I think the main point from this is for, you know, everyone in the industry who wants to better themselves, seek organizations like Beacons out to develop your musical career and learn from other people. Like you see other people like yourselves and it's like, oh wow, you know, there's someone like me, you know, we can share, we can relate, and we can just better ourselves together so we can be on that sustainable music career.
The thing I thought that I would be doing, you know what I mean, like the amount of times I've given up on music and I've tried the, you know, well, let's get a 9-to-5 job, let's try that, and the amount of times that I've given up on myself because I just didn't think it was something that, you know, it's, I don't know, I feel like there's this expectation, which is not necessarily real or true, of if you want to be successful in the industry, then you have to be like, oh, well, you have to go to X Factor. Oh, well, you want to go on the Voice. You know, you've got to find some kind of way to television or some kind of, you know, experience that, you know, is going to be a one in a million chance of you being that level of success. You know, like if you want to be the next Leona Lewis or Beyonce, people expect you to want that extreme. But what if you just want to do what you want to do and love what you want to love what you're doing, you know, and have a career that speaks to you and resonates with you and makes you happy. Mm. You know, you don't necessarily have to have the $1 billion mansion. You know what I mean? You can live in Cardiff in a four-bed house with housemates like me and work and do what you actually want to be doing. You know, it's such a nice kind of balance for me now, you know, like being able to, you know, create and make my music, have a job in the industry where I feel like I'm actually part of something that's maybe making it the industry better for my people like me. And then be able to go out and enjoy a pint just like everybody else.
That's important. You know, if you're happy and doing what you love and, you know, sustaining yourself from that, you've made it. And that's a really important point for listeners to know. Yeah. So really, you know, the main point is seek organizations out to develop your music career like Beacons.
There's even on our socials, so you find us on Instagram and everything like that, Facebook and the website. We're always posting about new jobs, and not just within Beacons, but with across the industry. So if there's any other organisations like Beacons or people that, you know, kind of help fund Beacons that we have connections with, we post about jobs going there, you know, for anybody and every role that is possible, that we advertise for that. Beacons is really kind of fanning out. We're everywhere now, you know. We're trying to get as many people to know about us and to host up as many events as possible before Summit happens later this year.
Yeah, you guys totally deserve it. And the work you're doing is amazing. So keep it up. Oh, gosh, keep on making a difference in the music industry. And put Wales on the map like you're doing.
You know? That's the idea.
Yeah.
Wales, we need to, you know, we're considered the land of myth, legend and song, you know. We're so like, let's live up to it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Dragon on the flag, anything's possible. Come on, we can do anything.
yes. Oh wow, love it. Well, honestly, guys, search, we're gonna have show in the show notes of the podcast, like all the information about Beacons, about, you know, your website, your social media, all the events. We're going to have that. So whoever's listening, guys, search them up.
Yeah.
So
just have the confidence to go for things. That, to be honest, that's my only piece of advice, is that you may feel like you might not be qualified. You may feel like you don't have experience. But that's why Beacons exist, is to give you those things so you can move forward and then feel like, oh, I could go for this or I could do that because I now have this experience, you know. So just go for things. I think that's the biggest secret in life. Even if it might not be for me, or I don't see myself in this role, like, go for it. Just go for it.
You never know what could happen in your journey. And
exactly. Life's a funny old thing.
So thank you to Yasmin for joining us. You've been an amazing person to talk to and learn from. Thank you for repping up Beacons. And yeah, it's been great talking to you. I'm Iffy Wobey, your host for Amplify. For more information about Beacons, links will be included in the show notes, where you can find out about the organisation Beacons, the Young Consultants Programme on their website, the research and development that Yasmin's doing, the important work. Thank you guys for joining us on Anthem's podcast Amplify, and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Thanks.
And now, more from our 2021 Anthem Youth Forum members.
I'm Taylor, and I'm a composer and sound designer.
My name's James Prendergast. I'm a promoter, radio presenter, music manager, just a music fan.
Okay, I'm Karis Pesley, and I currently work at Orchard Media and Events as a exhibitions and events assistant, but also freelance as a show rep around Cardiff for different venues and promoters, and I'm a photographer, and I'm also a musician.
I joined the Youth Forum because I had a really great passion for accessible opportunities for young people, and I saw this as an opportunity to get involved in that area and to get involved with community music and also meet like-minded young adults who are also in the music industry as well, and to hear what they get up to and to learn about other parts of the music industry that I haven't yet learned about.
I got involved with the Youth Forum because I wanted to make positive change for the Welsh music scene and to collaborate with people who want to do the same thing.
What's been your favourite thing that you've done this year with the Youth Forum?
Oh, I liked all the networking and meeting everyone. I really enjoyed meeting young creatives around Cardiff, and I also really enjoyed designing parts of Anthem, so like being part of the team involved in the branding aspect of Anthem was really fun.
I mean, I enjoyed Cop Out. I enjoyed working people, meeting people, doing something on a Tuesday evening during lockdown, or not, maybe not lockdown at the beginning of the year, but pretty much lockdown. And I think maybe specifically, I enjoyed our Wired for Music session with the London group.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to not just, even though a lot of what we're doing is focused on the Welsh music scene or Wales, there's the same issues in other parts of the UK. So I think speaking to people out of other relations is just as important.
I definitely think the highlights for me were the branding sessions and the fundraiser. The branding was just really fun, just to all of us giving our opinion and helping out with the branding, and that's where I really noticed how like valuable our opinions were in that process, and also just to have a great roast during the sessions. But and the fundraiser was really great, and it was so nice to meet so many Anthem supporters in that session, and just to have fun and also meet the Youth Forum members for the first time in person since COVID. That was really, really lovely too.
I think the most unexpected thing was sort of creating a little family around Anthem. I wasn't expecting to come out the other side with a group of people that all wanted to hang out and be pally and be friends and network and push you further in your career. So it was nice to come out the other side with obviously you guys, like everyone that leads Anthem, but also all the young people involved in Anthem, everyone just supporting each other and moving each other forwards.
Amplify. Youth music in Wales is produced by Anthem Cronfa Gerdd Cymru Music Fund Wales, creating a Wales in which music can empower every young life. It is project managed by Tori Silman and Rian Hutchins, with studio production by Ivan Pritchard, music by Blankface, and original concept by Iffy Iwobi. Find out more about Anthem and the Wales Music Youth Forum at www.anthem.wales.